This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Last week we were reviewing some of the characteristics of abusive relationships and abusers in particular, and we want to get into a little bit about your story this week, Samantha. Tell us some of the examples of control and violence that you experienced, particularly in your first relationship with that was significant for you.
Right. Back in 1990, I was about 25, 26 years old, and I was working in a field that I dearly loved. I was working with homeless people in Columbia, South Carolina, and I fell for a gentleman who worked with me, and talk about why you shouldn't fall for somebody on the job. Our boss, who we had in common, believed this person implicitly and loved him, and so I wanted to keep my job, and so I could not really I didn't think at that time that I could get out of this relationship. I also was afraid my father would kill this person who was abusive to me, and believed that the boyfriend could actually kill my dad, and so I felt like I was stuck.
Give us some examples of the kind of abuse that you experienced there.
Well, initially he was very charming. This person was looked like James Garner when he was younger, and could sell ice to the Eskimos. He was that charismatic. But behind the scenes, he was not quite so charismatic. But he would want me to dress a certain way, and he would not ask me to dress down or not do any makeup. He would actually promote that I dress more provocatively. And bear in mind, I was like 25 and, you know, cute. And so then I would dress that way, and then he would throw it up in my face that I was doing it deliberately to get other men's attention. And we'd be out different places, and then later he would use that against me, saying, oh, well, so-and-so never would have approached you if you hadn't been dressed like that. And I said, but you asked me to dress that way. And he would call me every name in the book. If I do my hair a certain way, he would say I was doing that to try to get somebody's attention or whatever. And you could never show enough affection for him to realize that I really did care about him. He would be jealous of ex-boyfriends whom I hadn't seen in maybe years and call them. He would find their phone numbers. And back then people didn't have cell phones. They had numbers in phone books. And he would call them and say insane things. We would be out in public, and he would embarrass me. He would drive erratically. I might be driving, and he would take the steering wheel. He would threaten to tell my parents that I was the crazy one. And he's thrown knives at my head in the past, choked me, things really too numerous to go into on this radio show. But I finally realized I had an intervention with a cousin and an old friend of mine, male friend of mine, intervened with me and threatened to tell my father if I didn't tell. And so, if I remember correctly, we actually talked to my dad together, but I had to get my male cousin and my male friend to get my dad to promise not to kill Jerry. And
this is kind of an important thing, because people often wonder what they can do if they have a friend or a family member who is in a abusive relationship. But this intervention is a positive thing, particularly if you can get two or three family members together and talk some sanity to the,
exactly,
to the victim.
Exactly, because you aren't thinking straight, and you've become desensitized, and you're embarrassed, and I truly was afraid my dad would go to prison over this. And so for me to get out of it, I talked to an old attorney friend of mine, and he refused to do a 50B order because he said that it was just a piece of paper, and this person was so dangerous.
Now, a 50B order, explain that for people.
It's an order of protection, and I do believe in orders of protection, but we did not have any children in common. I did not have to have anybody sign off on that to get my child back. And at the time, I had no children, and so I moved 50 miles out in the country to an old farmhouse to get away from this person. And he did not know where I was, and I held my own and refused to let him know where I was, and ultimately he moved to another state, and back to his mother, actually. And I've not seen him since 1991.
Well, we're sort of running out of time now. We'll continue this story next week, But in the meantime, let's give them a quick phone number in Yancey County.
Mm-hmm. In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056, and our business line is 678-3436.
In Mitchell County, you can call us at 765-4044. And in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.